This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And of course, we've been asking you, how has your retail or shopping experience changed, or behavior changed in the new normal? You can get in touch with us on WhatsApp, Twitter or Instagram. We will wrap up the poll numbers at the end of this show, because as I think about 20% of you in our poll at the moment are saying that they still go to the physical stores. And I'm sure some of you may have noticed a story, I think about a week ago, where there are some retail stores that have opened their doors up, but only to find that there have been customers sort of like appearing on the items, on the products itself, and those are leather goods, because moles have now appeared on some leather goods during the 2 months of lockdown, because shopping malls had to, you know, shut down. And of course, in that shutdown, they had to shut down off their air conditioning and now their ventilation, and with our humidity as well. So, you know, immediately those retail stores had unwanted visitors on their products, and it went viral. It went so viral to the fact that I think even reports from Japan, and I've seen a report from a UK media
talking about us.
Talking about how, you know, they also need to be, I guess, you know, be informed of this, because this is something no one would have expected that were to happen. And it's just, I guess it's a new challenge now for a lot of these retail owners, because some of these products, you can probably polish them out to get them back into their pristine condition. But what about those that, you know, can't be rescued? And then what happens? You know, do they send it back to manufacturers, and then manufacturer incurs the cost? So, and then there's a whole bunch of problems involved, let alone your confidence in buying the product itself. Because when you look at the photos and you go like, oh, yeah.
And these are the shopping malls that have not been profitable, not been collecting rent, and then got extra costs.
It's a huge blow, and it's a huge challenge, and it's a challenge that probably no one would have expected this to happen to them. So, you know, unfortunately, that's the scenario where more of these kind of things, I think, will come into, you know, we will realize these kind of little challenges along the way, because it's really hard to predict what are things. That's why, I guess, you know, people are just worried about that uncertainty, because no one really knows until we have these kind of issues. So
there were also images of, I think, seats in the cinema. That were covered in mold as well. And that was horrifying. You know, now I'm just thinking, you know, well, when they better have a leeway before it's announced that they can reopen, so that they can get everything disinfected and cleaned. And it also, you know, it's going to make me think twice when I venture out for my next movie. God knows when that would be.
Right. Yeah. So I think, you know, if I do step into the cinema in 2021 or 2022, I will bring a torchlight and step into the cinema, and I will check my seat. I'm not going to bring a UV light, because that's just going to be very scary.
That's asking for trouble.
But as long as I could see my chair is, you know, visually it's clean enough, then I'll probably take a seat. If not, I'll burn the tickets. It's fine. It's scary.
Wow. It's come to that, huh?
Yeah. It is come to that, you know, which is, I guess, you know, the new norm. And we've been asking you, how has your behavior changed in this new normal?
All right, before we get to the poll results, I just want to read a couple of messages that have come in. Rebel to Save the Environment says, none of the above. I have reduced shopping by about 80%. The only thing I need is food, roof over my head, and utility bills. Mm-hmm. And of course, BFM. I have not spent money on clothes over the last 2 years, but purchased a pair of running shoes in January 2020. So now, you know, that it's CMCO, I guess you get to use those running shoes. Thank you, Rebel to Save the Environment. We also have one from Gwen who says, the pain of scanning QR codes and filling in forms at every physical store. Yes.
That is to deter you to actually go and visit physical stores.
Yeah.
Only if you have to.
I like this one from Ramli, who says, that's revenge spending. I thought it was when I forgot to cancel my excess supplementary credit card. Glad we thought you something today, Ramli. We have a few more. This is from Ever Bole, who says, we have found a vendor who sells fish online that is cheaper and better quality than what we could get at physical stores. The delivery was the vendor's own and very efficient. So you see how some vendors are actually trying to improve during this time. Yeah. I guess it's out of necessity too, right?
Yeah.
And there's one final one Let me find that. And this one said that, oh, online and pickup only an option either for those who enjoy more liquidity or buying power, or if there is no major cost detriment. The poor and more financially sensitive go back to the stores, or in fact never left the stores, and that's where Ayman lives. Good point.
And I think, you know, moving forwards, we will see the trend of buying online but doing your own self-pickup, because you are able to go to work, you know, and as we live with the virus for the time being, maybe a year or two, we will be able to, you know, go to work, then go back home. And on the way home, you don't want to be stopping over to buy your dinner, where you normally you would do is, you know, you'd either call the store or you would, you know, reach the store and then you would place your order, wait for half an hour and then collect your dinner. But now I think what you're going to do is before you leave the office, you're going to, you know, put it online, arrive the store just to pick it up, and then you go back home. It's kind of like the new way of drive-through.
Yeah.
You know, right. The comeback of drive-through. Drive-through was like invented in like, what, 1960s or something? You know, so drive-through is going to change. It's going to be a big deal now.
And maybe to not have to deal with mold, we can also have like drive-through cinemas. Drive-in cinemas, right?
Yes.
That would be nice.
In your car, right.
Anyways.
Provided it's not raining.
Thank you so much for all the feedback that we've received over the course of this hour. We will be back tomorrow for Voice of SMEs, Powering Through Pandemic and Enterprise Biz Bytes. Stay tuned. The Breakfast Grill replay is next. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.